His show was a critical failure. Roger Ebert had gone on record saying the only thing Ryan Smith could host is a parasite. When the world needed him most, he wasn't there. But now he's back with an axe to grind. This is Ryan Rants, only on Giant 90.9.
Giant 90.9, listen here and listen closely. You idiots, you buffoons. Ha ha ha! I've tricked you once again. You thought you were going to get anything other than terrible content. You're wrong. I bring you the truth, and I want you to know it. That's my job here. Today, we're going to talk business, okay? A lot of people come into the show and they think, oh, Ryan, he just talks about things he's mad about. No. I'm also a genius. That's the thing people don't know. I think we need to have a brand new system in America because I'm tired of walking into Walmart or Target or Kroger or GameStop, my three favorite stores, and being like, hey, can I buy this thing? And I go, no, you only own $4. And it hurts. It hurts my soul because they don't know that I've converted all my money into shillings, cryptocurrency, NFTs. You know, the whole green mile, the whole nine yard. It's a real big industry. I'm going to the moon. So I think what we should really be doing is moving over to a full-on trade system, barter system. I want to go into a Walmart and I want to bring my turkeys. I want to bring my goats, sheeps, children, working forces. Who cares? And I want to have them just like be like, I want to buy a soda. Here's two turkey necks. And they're going to be like, yeah, that's fair. I can do something with that. I think this will be a better system for everyone in America. I'm so tired of walking into Walgreens trying to pick up my schizophrenia meds and these idiots. They're like, no, and your insurance doesn't cover that. Please stop coming here. I'm like, buddy, I brought a pig. Give me my meds. And then they do it. Then they do it. Wouldn't that be a great system? Wouldn't everyone be happy? God, it's not that hard to just do a simple task like that. And then other times, I just go and walk for hours forward into the ocean. It doesn't matter. Eventually, I find myself on an island somewhere. And there's this guy who I meet up with, and he's all for it. He'll get into my face. He'll be like, what's up? Do you want to buy six turkeys? I'll be like, yes. He's like, okay, trade me six NFTs in response, which is a crazy bargain, by the way. Like $25,000 per NFT, free NFT. I already own it. I get a free turkey. That's a great system. So then I go home. I pluck the turkeys. I gather all their feathers. I cut their necks off. You know, I got a whole system. I deconstruct the turkey. And I sell every individual part of the turkey. And this bartering system, you install it into a Walgreens, a Kroger, a Walmart, a GameStop. And people understand what you want. I want to get the new Forza game, and the only way I can do that in my little racing simulator video game with my cool steering wheel at my house on my awesome gaming setup is to use turkey necks and turkey bones and turkey feathers, little giblets and what have you, and it's a really hard draw, because other times I go into Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, GameStop, and Kroger, and then they're like, no, we have too many turkey necks. I go, okay, buddy. I got siblings, and I sell them my sibling, and I don't just sell them the sibling. I'm not a bad businessman. I'm an ethical person. I deconstruct the sibling as well as I would deconstruct the turkey. You know, you should get full profit margin of what you are producing. Once I produce these into the system and give that to the Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, GameStop, I can then buy the new Forza Horizons game, and that's just a good system. I don't think people understand that, and I go on Fox News, and I'm like, hey, buddy, I think this is a good system, and these buffoons, they respond. They're like, no, and you know what? They're just not even going to talk about it. They haven't even reported it. It's fake news. They don't even want to talk about it, and it's so simple. My new bartering system is awesome. Chicken, children, turkey, all being sent out, deconstructed, bones, feathers, skin, teeth. It doesn't matter what you need, but I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you if you give me the new Forza Horizon game. And I love the system of bartering, you know, when you go to your bazaar or whatever, and you're like, hey, I'll buy this turmeric for 20 cents. They're like, dude, that's not cool. 20 cents? Who do you think I am? You go, okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk about it. 20 cents, my brother's arm, and two turkey eyes. And they're like, you know what? I could do something with that. I could probably resell that on like StockX for like a good amount, or at the very least, just like, I'll figure it out, man. And that's where people don't understand how good of a system this is. Everyone needs something, right? Everyone needs something. And I go on to the news, and I go on to on Fox, CNN, everywhere. And they're all like, this is a terrible idea. Are you deconstructing children? No! People love it.
Checkmate, dingus.
God, how hard is it to understand that? It's not rocket science. God. And other times when I go to Walmart, CVS, Kroger, GameStop, Jersey Mike's even, and I want to get a sub, I'm so hungry, you know? I work myself up after this type of show, and after I visit the Walgreens and I get my schizo meds, you're not supposed to take them without eating. So I'll go into the store, and I'll say, I want a tuna melt. And they're like, okay, freak. We'll see what we can do. And I go, I have $4. And they go, okay, bud, we need you to leave. You're not going to be able to buy this sub. And I say, listen, see that car out there? It is filled with turkey necks and little boy parts. And I could sell you this for one tuna melt. And he goes, yeah, I can do something with that. And then I get to go here. And then I get to go eat my tuna melt in my small, 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 dingy apartment full of turkeys and children. And to the people, the beautiful, beautiful people of America, I ask you a simple thing.
What's up with Macklemore? How did he beat Kendrick Lamar that year? Seriously, To Pimp a Butterfly was a great album. I would have killed a man for that. But Macklemore wins. Really? Macklemore? What has he made? I can't name one song by Macklemore. Like one. $20 in my pocket? Seriously? That's not a song. That's stupid. Who even listens to Macklemore? Anyway, up next, Maniac by Macklemore.